What's up, listeners? I just want to talk to y'all real quick about three ways that you can help support this podcast. The first thing is to share, share, share. Every time you see a new episode drop, share it so that we can reach others that we otherwise would not be able to reach without your help. Secondly, interact with the Facebook page. Leave a comment about things that we discuss, and also you can suggest topics that we can talk about on future episodes. And last but not least, you can become a monthly supporter. If you like the content that we're dropping and you're liking what you hear, put your dollars behind it. Any dollar that you contribute is appreciated. Shalom.
All right, we welcome y'all back to another episode of Bump Your Gums. We got your boy, Brother Tony. We got your boy, Jay Diamond. It's me, Gabe. And we have some special guests in the house today.
Yeah.
We got Mrs. Brother Tony, Kawana Spivey. And we got my queen, Mrs. Lakeisha Harrell. And because Jay Diamond is a Browns fan, his wife elected not to show up today.
Wow. Oh, man.
That was
come out.
That was perfect.
I'll take that.
We'll move on in.
Baby, I want you to come back.
We'll jump right into it today with our first topic. We're going to discuss Team USA. If anybody not familiar with it, Team USA is a team built of players from every NBA team, and normally it's star-studded. But for some reason, nobody wants to be a part of it. All the stars who got the invitations, for whatever reason, it's no bueno. They saying, nah, we good. We moving on to something else. What's up?
I think it's funny because, like, everybody was saying, like, I'm leaving because I want to go focus on the season. Like, even Marvin Bagley joined. He was a replacement player, and then he even quit. I think what I wanted to ask y'all was, do you think that is unpatriotic for them not to play for Team USA?
Yes.
Why you say yes?
Because we gotta keep if we keep in mind that this is just the extracurricular activity, and it's just a sport, and we're representing our country to be able to compete against other people. And I think because America is so arrogant, we focus so much on, the championship and what we're doing in our own country to where we don't even want to entertain other countries. And we are the champion, of course. We beat everybody, but it's still a sport. And we still have to represent the country.
With that being said, if we squad up on Team USA, meaning all our who's who of basketball, we smashing everybody.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Yeah, so we doing that anyway.
So as a athlete, is your mindset what? Why?
I'm sure it is, but I don't know.
But is it right though? Because it's like you're representing the country.
That's what I think.
So
I
it's
think
like
you should.
I think to me, what. Even though I guess I would say I'm not the most patriotic person. Like I ain't got U.S. flags and stuff in my house and all that.
Get her done.
But I think it's kind of disrespectful for them to be like, nah, I don't want to play. I want to focus on
it.
Because it's like, the troops and stuff, they got lives too. Because I understand the aspect that it's their job, but it's like that's your sacrifice. Your sacrifice is to play for your country.
Right. Yeah. I also, when we look back, the legends that we praise about and all the Hall of Famers, they all play USA basketball. So they wasn't, I'm not playing because I got to focus on getting this next championship. It's like,
hold on. But my question is, I get what you're saying, but that's for the Olympic team. This is not the Olympic team. This is FIBA. This is a in-between. So I would get it if they're saying no to the Olympic team. But they're not. And then normally, the FIBA thing is 2 years before the Olympics.
The Olympics is next year.
So do you think? So do you think that the people who are not playing now, they will be playing when the Olympics come?
Probably so, because it's the Olympics. Because
there still was people who was not playing even with the Olympics.
Most of the Olympic teams been star-studded.
Yeah, I know, but the last one, I think Kevin Durant didn't play.
Yeah, it was a couple of people who wasn't playing.
Remember when Paul George got hurt? That's when a lot of people didn't play that year. But I think even though that it's FIBA, I still think that I think it's kind of disrespectful for them to not play when you think about it, other people make greater sacrifices for the country than you just sacrificing if you might get hurt or you know, not saying that you won't be as focused for the season. I think that's the kind
See,
of part that's...
With your example, I said the last time, as a military person, that's sacrifice by choice. I chose to go to the military. So, granted, it is a sacrifice... But
playing on the USA team was like, I don't really...
No, that's what I'm saying. Military people, we not getting drafted now. Yeah. I chose to do this. Going to war is a byproduct of me.
They can choose to play basketball.
Hold on. You can't choose not to go to war. You signed up with the potential to go to war.
Yeah.
So now, and then FIBA, like, for the Olympics, you don't get paid for that. I don't know if you get paid for it with the Olympics.
It's still service. Hold on.
When you go to... Hold on. When you go to war, you get paid.
Yeah, that's true.
And you get paid extra.
Because but
granted, you may die, but I'm just saying in the same concept. So,
but as an athlete, you're already getting paid millions of dollars. So you getting paid for that should not factor into it.
No, what I'm saying is, if I get paid millions of dollars to play during the regular season, then I break my leg in FIBA. For what?
But you're still gonna get paid. It's not the NFL.
No, true. The bet is guaranteed. But now I'm my leg broke. But
you did it in service to your country. All
right, USA, what about baby? Just getting rest though? Can't they rest? Because basketball to me, even though like football is more aggressive, right, physically, yeah. But I still believe that basketball is still a very aggressive physical sport. They're playing a lot of games. Now, take into addition, they're spending time away from their family, right? And even if you bring in the military, same thing, you're away from your family or whatever have you. So the question really is, don't they deserve rest?
Well, but you just said it yourself. When you bring it to the military, it's the same thing. They want rest.
Hold on.
So the thing is that it's not if they want it. I'm saying, can't they have it? Right. So, because if you're saying that this is a time. No, I agree with as far as with the troops. But the thing is that just like with the players, when they sign that contract, I know the requirements that are going to come along with this. If that's not a requirement, I don't have to choose that. So what I'm going to choose is that I'm going to choose to be with my family. I'm going to choose to risk. Why not get paid millions of dollars and risk?
Because if you ask the troops, would you prefer to go to war or go home?
I want to go home.
I guarantee you they ain't shut it down.
I want to go
home. But they don't have that choice.
Exactly.
They don't.
And you know that going in.
Well, you can, but you're going to go to jail.
By you being a professional athlete, and this is a way that you can represent your country, then what I'm saying is it should click that this is my form.
What about the Olympics, though?
Even with the Olympics, even regardless that it's not the Olympics, it's still serving your country.
So I have to do both of them
but
now.
Olympics, you're not getting paid.
Because it's not a requirement. I'm not saying it should be required. Because even if you say, I want to be with my family, you got millions of dollars.
But the Olympic players,
your family can be there with you.
The Olympic players aren't getting paid millions of dollars.
They're not getting paid anything.
So these are people who were trained. They're the best in whatever that particular sport is. So it's still a volunteer. So what they're doing is they're paying for their plane tickets and all that type of stuff. So they're right. So they're not even in the same bracket. So what happened is when you sign this contract, there's a monetary exchange with you signing this contract. Now, if you get hurt outside of the contract, now it's great. I think if you volunteer, you're taking your time out, you're taking the time away from your family. But this is the thing though. Like if in my downtime, what you're saying is that I can't rest. I can't sit down and chill out. I just didn't run. How many games they play in a basketball season?
82.
82 games.
But to be fair, most of them don't play all 82. Correct.
And those ones that's not playing 82, they probably not.
But who's getting chosen for Team USA, though?
USA teams, games, you're not just... They not dogging the players. Like they get, because there's so many good players, it's like, hey, come out, come in.
They play like 10 minutes. Yeah, like, I can play 10
but,
minutes.
I'm but what I'm saying is that, but a broke leg take how long? A broke leg take how long?
But you getting paid.
But I don't want to be paid with a broke leg.
But you could get, but you could break your leg walking to Walmart.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. But listen to what I'm saying. I'm not going to fault you if you decide not to do this because you're saying, I just really want to rest my body. So the thing is that I get with Team USA, it's the best of the basketball players, which are typically the people who are being played full-blown during the season, right? Am I wrong? So yeah. If you're playing every game, if it's 82 games, we'll even take it, scale it back. You may play 75 out of 82. That's a lot of games to be running. And the game is, what, 2 hours, 3 hours long? That's a long time to be running. Let me see you run up and down the court for 2-3 hours
but
for 82.
The same players, dude.
But like and you're not running up. You like Jay Diamond said, you're not running up and down the court the whole game in Olympic play.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's 15 superstars.
Yeah, you're not the main person.
When you on the NBA?
No,
team,
that's what I'm saying.
Hold on. Let me ask a question. I'm gonna pose this question to Miss Brother Tony. Oh, Kwana over there trying to duck out in the corner. So your husband, all-star NBA player, he balling. He make it to the playoffs, won the championship. So he didn't 82 games normal plus, what, 16 more games. He didn't paid 100 and something games. Yeah. Then you looking forward to family vacation, and he say he going to play for FIBA. Are you okay with that?
No.
But he said, but babe, it's the country and I can bring you with me. Do you want to go with him to play FIBA or do you want to go on vacation?
God, family, everybody else.
I mean, obviously I would want to go on vacation.
All right, there you go.
But FIBA is not in the United States, so it's still a vacation.
No, it's still a vacation.
For who?
It's a vacation for the family. We're millionaires.
Hold on, listen. I'm working, that's not no vacation. I'm working.
But I'm hooping, though.
So you family are sitting in the bleachers watching me. This is not no vacation. A vacation is sitting on a boat as we going out to the sea.
Because it don't have to be like that. It don't have to be like, oh, you sitting in the bleachers. You could be out enjoying yourself doing whatever you want to do in this other country.
Point. The point is, as a fam, it's a family vacation.
Okay.
That includes
tonight,
everybody.
I got a game for a couple of two to three hours, because I'll be right back.
Because even if they don't participate in this, it's not like they're going to be at home not hooping. They are hoopers. They're going to go hoop. They're going to meet up with their teammates and go hoop.
Because they do that.
They do that.
No, but if we're on a family vacation.
All the NBA players go and hoop.
What?
If we're on a family vacation, you're not with your friends. So you're not going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go and hoop with my friends because they back in the U.S.
let's use this example. If I'm LeBron James, even if I'm not with my friends, if I want to go hoop, I'm going to find people to hoop with. Like if it's a gym, if we're in Spain, it's a gym in Spain. If LeBron James is at the gym, the Hoopers is at the gym. Correct. So even if his teammates is not there, he's going to be hooping.
Okay, let me put it like this. When he with his family, he with his family.
Yes.
Like, he is
y'all
with
talking
his family.
About
yes. And
why
then,
y'all keep bringing the family thing into this?
No, because this was the whole premise of what I was saying, because it goes back to rest. So a lot of people's rest is really kind of chilling out because during the season, they're not really spending time with their family. Like, they're working.
Any work person, when we work all year, we may get 1 or 2 weeks of vacation. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing if I was hooping. Like, when the season ends, immediately, I'm not going to USA team and playing basketball like immediately. Yeah. It's still some time in between that.
And they have had time.
And they got time. So we can do a vacation.
Okay, so how much time is in between the season and FIBA? Why are they called FIBA?
FIBA is an acronym.
It's an acronym for FIBA. I can't think of what it stands for.
Hold on, this is my thing. We're coming up with all these reasons. As an adult, what if I just don't want to?
weird.
I'm saying,
but oh, that's cool.
But no, that's cool if you say, I just don't want to. But right. That's not what they're saying. They're not saying, I just don't want to.
So what are they saying?
They're saying it more so to protect themselves for, to prepare themselves for the regular season.
Hold on, but that's the...
But that's their reason.
I'm not mad
at you. Hold on, but you got to think about it. In the climate and world that we live in, that's what you got to say. Because if somebody just get up there and say,
USA.
I ain't going to be able to do it, why? Because I don't want to. They getting roasted.
Well, but even if you say it like that, if your true reason is that you don't want to, but you're saying something else, then my opinion on it would still be the same, is that you're not doing something that I feel that you're supposed to do. And with the platform and the skill that you have, then you should do it.
But my thing is, you said with the Team USA, they're going out and they're representing for United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they're representing for United States in what? In basketball?
Yeah, they were. So check this out.
Okay. We had the privilege to be able to.
So this is what I want y'all to do. If y'all listening, you know, email us and send all your emojis to Brother Tony and Jay Diamond. For their patriotism, because they're going. I love the country, but I'm also gonna get some rest. So Brother Tony sent all American flags
but
to him.
Getting rest though.
Hold on, no.
And then y'all making it seem like they going out there digging 6 foot
holes.
No.
I'm not looking. Hold on. I'm not saying it in the tone of what they're doing. I'm just saying that you have that right. Not
I don't
to.
Play.
Regardless, you could be, you know, flicking popsicle sticks, but you have the right to say, I just
right,
don't.
Because obviously you have the right.
So, and therefore, there should not be an obligation to do this.
Because you're making it seem like they're
because
obligated.
Because if you're telling me I'm obligated, then I don't have the right to say no.
But then the reason why I'm saying it like that is, that's like how we say celebrities have to be more mindful of how they are, because they are role models.
I agree.
They don't get to choose that. They didn't start being on a TV show to be a role model. But because of who they are, this is what comes.
Okay, let's go with that. Hold on, let's go with that. Let's take it back to Muhammad Ali.
What?
He one of the greatest figureheads ever, and he's known for saying, I'm not going to war.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody holds that against him.
Yes, they did. They put him in prison.
Hold on.
No, that was a
military. They put him in prison because he broke the law. So that's different. He got placed in jail because he broke the law. You were drafted. You have to go.
Yeah.
The people.
They weren't like
nobody that. Holds that against them.
No,
he was in a racist world.
Some people with necks that are red that really did not care.
Next to red.
That's a whole. Hold on, they just didn't like him because of he was being black.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on, no. But what I'm saying is he faced it because he was in a more racially
that was in the 60s,
heated
though.
Climate. But just on the because when he's brought up now, when he's brought up outside of racial issues, nobody says, man, he should have just went to war. He was obligated. Man, you know how good that is to fight for your country? Nobody said that.
But another thing that I would say is different from that is he drafted and then he was no deal?
No, they were drafting him. He said, I'm not going.
Exactly, but that's different. That's different because now what you're saying is that's not the same variable of what I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying you're saying that as a person with this platform, I should feel obligated to go because of what it represents, which also says that if you're drafted, you should be happy that you were drafted because you were drafted to go and represent your country.
But
so
that's
in
not
that
the same
sense,
thing,
hold on,
though.
That's not the same.
Hold on, no. Hold on,
that's not volunteering.
Hold on, but this is what I'm saying. If you're standing before me saying, hold on, no, I get it. Drafting versus volunteering is different. But what you're saying is, I should want to go. I should do this because the platform gives me that opportunity, which says if that's the way you feel, you're saying you're going anyway. They wouldn't have had to draft you because you would have jumped for the opportunity.
Well, one of them is facing the loss of life.
Hold on, Remember we brought up
hooping.
You brought up the military. You brought up the first military. The military people, they out there fighting and
that's what I'm saying.
But
what I'm saying is if they are risking that, if there are people in the military that have volunteered to risk their life What's wrong with you volunteering to hoop?
But you putting two different things that can't be compared. So you're talking about a life versus playing a game of basketball game.
But it's, representing the country, though.
But hold on. But the thing is that the representation, that doesn't really matter. Because the thing is that if they don't want to do it, you don't want to do
it. How doesn't it matter?
Hold on.
I get that that's the whole premise of FIBA. I get that that's the premise. Okay. That don't mean I have that. Does that mean I'm less patriotic because I choose not to play basketball for the team? For Team USA?
Hold on.
No, but the thing is that let's say I feed 1,000 people a week. I choose not to do that. I'm less patriotic because I choose not to do that.
Hey, yeah, because your patriotism could have been at 100, but now it's at 95.
Next subject.
My last stance on this, I agree with you. If it's the Olympics, not for FIBA. I say go play for the Olympics. FIBA, you know you good. Because the Olympic stage is the stage that's really just the who's who. So, like I said, if you miss FIBA, I believe...
It's the same people.
Honestly, I haven't heard of FIBA, but I've heard of the Olympics, so...
It's the same thing. FIBA is just a different entity.
FIBA is arena football.
Yeah.
The Olympics...
No, because it's still going to be the same level of competition. The Australian team that go to the...
What I'm saying is, I'm saying on the world scope, because like she said, most people, unless you follow basketball, don't know who FIBA is, have never heard of FIBA. And that's why I say Arena League, not to downplay the talent, but as far as the scope of who knows, most people don't know what
Team USA still.
Like I say, most people don't know what FIBA is.
It's not like it's a team, it's an Olympic Team USA and then a FIBA Team USA.
Because you know everybody's on the USA team.
Okay, so as.
To the Olympics,
so now.
Well, I was going to ask, how many games do they play in the FIBA? Or, you know, like how
it depends
long
on how good
it?
You are.
Not a lot. Regardless, it's not a lot. I don't know the specific number, but it's not,
it ain't 82,
it's not 82. It's not like they playing another NBA
well,
game.
Do you know how long it lasts? Like, if it lasts
all right.
Probably a couple of months.
So this is where we're going to go as we're going to move on. But rule of thumb, you don't play for FIBA, you don't love your country.
As per some of us. Beat the million.
Well, I'm not patriotic.
We're gonna move. We're gonna go forward to that good old lake show. They having some problems. Built this machine, this unstoppable machine, and it's beginning to break down. We saw DeMarcus Cousins had his thing in New Orleans. They were cool, got hurt, got traded. Went to Golden State.
Now he signed with him, and obviously he didn't get traded.
Oh, he did, yeah, he did. He was a free agent looking for that contract, saying nobody would give him a contract. So he signed with Golden State. Balled for a little bit, was trying to be on that redemption tour. He balled out for real. He really known for that one playoff game where he balled. Stupid ball. Then he hurt himself again, blew another tire. You're like, man, he can't catch a break. Now he on the Lakers. Season ain't even started, and he hurt. And the thing with him is, every injury is new. It's a new injury. He's not re-injuring anything. It's a new injury. So, two questions. First, does this, if at all, affect the Lakers' chances of championship? And two, is Boogie Cousins done? Is it a wrap for him?
Well, can I answer the first one first? The first one, I don't think that it ends their chances because I didn't look at DeMarcus Cousins as their number one center. I thought that McGee would be that guy, me personally. Because to me, how DeMarcus Cousins played, because of coming off the injuries and what he had previously shown in the playoffs, it didn't look good to me. So, I didn't think that he would be, that's what they was relying on. I thought that the other center would be the one that that would get that starting job.
JaVale McGee.
I do think it would hurt their depth, though.
I think it hurts their chances because I think a part of their plan was to, you know, let him further rehab during the year, and then by the time the playoffs came, he would be unleashed. Because if you think about it, before the playoffs started last season, because he got hurt the Warriors' first game in the playoffs when he tore his quad. Right before then, he had been killing because they came and played us, and he went off against us. So he had already started getting back in game shape. What hurt him was he tore his quad, and then he came back in the finals. So it's like, I got to get back in game shape again. He had that one good game in the finals. So now it was like, I think the Lakers was looking at it as he going to have a whole year to get back to be DeMarcus Cousins. Then in the playoffs, he was going to be a big part of their team in the playoffs. I think it really hurts their chances a lot.
So you think that DeMarcus Cousins was going to start over JaVale McGee?
By the time the playoffs came, for sure. Like, okay. even during the season, I think he would have, because JaVale McGee got asthma or something. That's why he never played a lot for the
That's
Warriors.
That's why I said, it hurt the depth, because...
Yeah.
All right, question. When Boogie went from the Pelicans to the Warriors, wasn't he injured?
Yeah, he had torn Achilles.
So, do you not think there's a play out like then? Because he didn't play till what, December, January, or something like that?
I think it was... I actually think it was February.
February. So, is... The injury, what do you tell her, MCL?
He told ACL.
So the healing process, the healing process of the ACL, is he basically just in the same boat he was in when he went to Golden State, where I'm just going to rehab and
by
February?
I think what changes, when he tore his Achilles, it was January, so it was during the previous season, so he had enough time to be able to come back that next season. I think now, think about it. Klay tore his ACL in the finals, and then he got the thing, and they saying he might not come back till February. So now, if Cousins just not tearing his ACL and getting it repaired, he might not play next season at all. Because when he become ready, it probably would be the playoffs. You don't introduce a player for the first time.
It'd be how he played in this previous playoffs.
But the difference was the Warriors at least got to play with him in the regular season, and then it was like he came back in the playoffs.
And he didn't look good then. So to answer your second question, I think he done.
I think so too.
I think he done, but it's just sad, man.
Because you like him, it's sad, but it's like, it's
yeah, he missed.
Injuries ain't no joke.
He missed out on a $200 million payday, too. $200 million.
Man, it's like he just cannot catch. And to me, I like DeMarcus Cousins. He a cool dude.
So is he on that Isaiah Thomas World Tour?
I don't even think he's going to get, because at least Isaiah Thomas still been getting signed. I think he going to be done. I think he might get one more signing after this, but then if he get hurt again, I don't think he ought to get as many chances as Derrick Rose got.
I'm glad you said that, because I was literally about to ask you that. Hold on, but this is the thing. Derrick Rose had to change his style of play.
Yeah.
And it took him a minute to figure out what that style of play is.
Many can't do that.
Yeah. So do you think that Boogie can change his style of play? Because like Derrick Rose, he was too heavy in that drop step and stuff. So once he got injured, he couldn't do that anymore. And now his shooting percentage is a little higher because he's not in there like that.
He could.
Can Boogie do that?
He could if he really just stay, be like a true center and don't move, just get rebound, just that. But he be moving around too much.
I don't think the way that he plays, I don't think it would even be effective. Like, a part of his problem is just he just a big old dude. So, I mean, it's nothing he can do not being a big old dude.
He can lose a little weight. You know, your bone structure is your bone structure, but he can lose a little weight.
If he lose a weight, that's going to take away from his rebounding. He's not going to be as dominant in the post because his strength is the big
one. Well, a torn ACL is taken away from your rebounding.
He can do more of a post-up. He don't just play like that. He be moving around.
Yeah, he do. That's what I'm saying. If most of his problem is him being big, him changing his game is not necessarily going to be the only thing that you know, that saves him. Like him, it's not that much he can change to his game.
I'm saying, like, stop Vince, look at Vince Carter.
Get away from the perimeter.
He's shooting threes and stuff now because he ain't smashing on boys no more. So
or learn the three.
But Vince Carter is not a 300-pound human like DeMarcus Cousins.
So leave the.
That's what I'm saying. Once you lose the weight, because clearly your injury is stopping you from doing what you normally do. So now if you lose the weight, it really doesn't matter because you're not that force anymore.
No,
look,
but you can't be a center then.
What if DeMarcus Cousins turned into like a Robert Horry and he began to just be like a 3-4
Hey, Robert Horry got 12 rings or something like that.
That's changing his game, and that could work if he was knocking them.
Like I say, Robert Horry got 12 rings for shooting 2 shots a game. They ain't pull that. You ain't even know Robert Horry was on a team until the playoffs. At the playoffs, you're like, Robert Horry, and now he got like.
If he can become a knockdown shooter, then yeah, but.
That's what I'm saying. And Robert Horry.
He got to run around.
But another thing that's working against Boogie already like 28, 29. Like, he's not young. He's not a young guy to change his game. He is what he is at this point. He's still working on untapped potential. He's the player that he is. Mm-hmm.
No one is what they is. He can change.
Nah, not in basketball. You get to a certain age, you are the player that you are.
I have a question. Hold on. This is off topic. Because not off topic, but yeah, it is off script. Because somebody brought this to my literally today, Sunday, Friday when I was at work. And they're a Kyrie dude, but we were talking about Derrick Rose and how, you know, Derrick Rose came on the scene like gangbusters, saying that had he not got injured, he'd rival LeBron at the best in the league.
Nope.
Yes.
No, sir. You talking about Derrick Rose?
What are you saying? He was already rivaling LeBron then.
And that's what he said. He was like, if he would not have gotten hurt, he'd have rivaled him for best in the league.
Yes, because Derrick Rose was Westbrook before he was Westbrook, and he doesn't have the negatives that Westbrook has.
I guess I just didn't see that untapped potential.
Okay.
You must not have been watching him because he with Derrick Rose was.
I appreciate his MVP that he did get, but okay. Steph Curry got 2 of them.
All right, well, check this
out. Steph Curry rivals LeBron James.
That's more like it. I like
so,
that.
So with the MVP, what? We're LeBron fan. Come on.
I don't think Steph Curry rivals him for best in the league.
What?
No, in this sense. No, check this out.
No.
Hold on, this is the thing. Oh, I like Steph Curry, but this is what I'm saying. It's nothing against Steph. I'm not taking away from his talent, but it's the thought experiment. If you put LeBron on any team, they automatic finals hopeful. Steph Curry is not that dude.
Hold on.
Even the Lakers, had he not got hurt, they are playing.
They was not a finals hopeful.
They at least playoff hopefuls, and you think they're going to. But with Steph, you don't just put. I'm saying, if you look at the scope, if you look at what people are talking about, when you put LeBron on the team, you automatically believe they're going to the finals. When you put Steph on the team, as good as Steph is, you're not going to just say, I could take Steph off of this team, just put him on any team, and automatically the world is going to say, hey, man, they're going here.
See, we don't know that because he never.
I'm just saying, the thought is not even that.
I think if you, like, you can't do that to any team with LeBron. You can't put LeBron on the Suns and say they're going to be.
No, I'm just saying, if you look at his pattern.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you look at LeBron's pattern, wherever he goes.
He had super team.
He ain't always had super. When he was, the first team he took to the finals, they was trash.
But that's what I was about to say. Whatever team you could say LeBron could go to that team and make them a playoff team, you could say that for Curry.
So that team with Mo Williams and them, Steph Curry would have made them a playoff?
Because they was in the East. Like, they might not have been number one. I'm not going to say that. They might not have been the number one team in the East, but they would have made the playoffs.
Not taking away from Steph Curry's talent, but I just don't think he's that. Like, LeBron is a different machine type of person to just say, I put you on a team and we automatically...
You still got to build around LeBron.
Exactly.
It, no matter how you put it.
Because we haven't seen LeBron just do it on a trash team.
Hold on.
Every LeBron fan uses that argument. You can put LeBron on any team and he'll do something with them. We only teams he's been on is good teams. We don't
Cleveland
know.
Was good.
Who?
Cleveland wasn't
good.
Great.
Cleveland was good. They was good enough to be a team in the
hold
East.
On, hold on, but you got to think. Hold on. But you got to think about it. All the time, LeBron should not have won. Like when he was going against the Raptors when they were good, he shouldn't. They should not have beat the Raptors.
But
hold on, like his last
did because LeBron is in their head.
Hold on, and then hold on. What was that? Last season in Cleveland, they should have got knocked out the playoffs 3 or 4 times.
Yeah,
but they didn't.
Yeah, that's fine.
But they still had that team of that was already
a good
built.
Team. Yeah, they still had Kevin Love, who is also a top-tier player. Not defensively, but he is a top-tier player. Yeah. They had Jeff Green.
They had all them veterans. The team was already built.
Yeah. Because the team that they lost to was young. I mean, the team that they beat that was giving them a hard time was
see,
the Pacers and the Celtics.
Like, look at the dynamic of Golden State. Draymond is considered the person that keep everybody together, not Steph.
But Steph is considered the heart of the engine of the team.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just like, he's not even the one that keep them together though. And I told you before, personally, if Steph go down and Klay, if Steph go down and Klay still there, they still winning. My opinion.
But no way, Klay Thompson cannot do Steph's job and his. He cannot dribble. The man cannot dribble.
But okay. Just like with the Warriors, like how you saying it, even with Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, that was built too. Which is why it's so hard to beat that.
Hold on, but this is what I'm saying. Like, even though every team you're building around somebody, like you say you're building around LeBron, nobody was like, well, you know what? Kyrie's the glue person and Kevin Love is it's LeBron and you putting some people around him.
Because Kyrie was the closer. Yeah. Kyrie was the closer for the team.
Yeah.
When they needed buckets down the stretch, Kyrie was the one getting buckets.
He was a main
piece. If it's a 3-point game, we're going back and forth, get about Kyrie. Kyrie about to bring it up.
Everybody know that LeBron was not the finisher. And he always gave the ball up.
LeBron dominated the game. He would be the dominant force of the game. But fourth quarter, when they needed them buckets,
Kyrie
was getting them buckets, man.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying.
We'll revisit that. I'm pretty sure that'll come up again.
All right, I got it.
I just know that Lakers team last year was a good example of how you could put LeBron on the team.
Hold on. Again, they would have made the playoffs had he not got hurt.
We don't know what happened.
No, this is what I'm saying.
He went to the team.
Before he got hurt, they was number 4. I can't in my mind surmise that they would have gotten knocked out of 5 spots.
Because it was only a 2-3 game difference.
But the Rockets, we had the same team. Now watch this. And we was like we was at the bottom, like the last 2 teams.
Yeah, we was like 12 or 13. We was down
there. How we end up coming out the number 3 or 4?
Hold on, again.
It ain't that many.
Hold on, again.
Like a 2-2 game difference.
Again, that's what I'm saying. Like when he got hurt, the team is trash now.
When he came back,
they was way out the playoff.
When he came back, they was still in that fight.
Hold on, check this out.
Now they did.
Hold on, like
he was hurt and all that.
That's what I'm saying.
But you still LeBron.
Like, how you talking?
Hold on,
LeBron. I'm going in playoff mode.
Exactly.
Grant, hold on. First of all,
I will say this though. That man named Kobe Bean Bryant, when he played for the Lakers and they was trash,
Mamba mentality.
And he said, I guarantee we go out to the playoffs, they went to the playoffs. But that's neither here nor there, or it's actually here and there. But, you know, I'm cool with it.
Next subject.
Okay, Mr. All right, the market's cut. All right, well, quick to close this little segment out, DeMarcus Cousins out. Dwight Howard in. What you think about that?
I think it'll be funny if it happens.
But it would be funny, but it would probably help out with the depth.
Yeah.
To help McGee out. I think Cousins done, but it really would help out. Dwight Howard weak to me. I don't. I mean,
he's too pre-celebrity. Yeah. He's just doing too much. I think, like, you know how they used to talk about like T. Owens on the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Dwight Howard had that same type
the
of
the dramatic,
like the pop collar. The but you like the watch your mouth. So watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
I
said Cowboys. That's not what I. Y'all just came from church. Don't be telling stories. Exactly. So I think he too, like, pop your collar, like, celebrity, like, just be an actor.
I kind of, I agree with Jamal. If they do get him, it'll be a good deal.
Did he produce anything on the Rockets? Like, did he do anything?
He was balling for us.
Not for the Lakers, though. When he got to the Lakers.
For the Lakers, he kind of was, too, for me.
He was balling. When he left Houston, after that, it was like a drop-off.
Yeah, after he left Houston.
And then it was just, like, kind of like team hopping here and there.
Cause he went to the Hawks and didn't do nothing.
Where is he now? Is he?
He was with the Wizards. I think the Wizards cut him. I don't think he played for the Wizards no more.
So he's unemployed.
I think he's unemployed.
He with Carmelo.
Yeah.
They need to go join the USA team and volunteer.
Somebody said Carmelo need to get his CDL.
Yeah, cause that boy there going in front of Home Depot get some day labor.
They rejected him on the USA team.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about that?
My thing is
patriotic. They don't want their trans out there representing them.
Now that's a sad thing, really, when you think about it, because as volunteer, I'm not even paying you, and I don't want you.
Nah, we good.
You know what?
We don't need you, Blake.
Just leave your number with the receptionist.
I ain't trying to go into this, but that could be similar to how we got veterans who've been serving the country, and then they get out, and it's like, bro, I can't get a job. I can't do nothing.
That's not the same thing.
Why?
I'm not letting you have that one.
Why is not?
Because he is broke off. He has had all the money in the world to do
other. Carmelo Anthony,
he still can go hoop somewhere else.
So he can't represent the USA team?
No.
He is ain't he a three-time MVP?
Of the Olympics.
That's the USA team.
Yeah, it is, but
who cares though? I mean, like,
he don't have no receipts for the NBA.
That's disrespectful. That's like saying
that's disrespectful.
That's like saying
we had to hold LeBron and Kobe. No one wants him. No one wants him.
Because for somebody who's been serving this country, I was in infantry. Look, I was in infantry and I served.
You know what? You gotta.
I'm on the corner and it's like, bro. You
hold
can't get no benefits or nothing.
We need to start an advocacy for the losers because you are pro like underdog. He's an old underdog. No one wants him.
I'm not saying this like I'm really rooting for Carmelo. So Carmelo, I really ain't fighting for you. Man. I'm just bringing up the fact that it's unpatriotic for the team to disown them like that.
No, it's unpatriotic for him to not produce nothing.
Not producing. Snubbed from your NBA team.
Even when he was
called Jay Dine.
When Houston even picked him up. But what he was with Houston with only a year, right?
Games. Funny. 10 games. He played like
Carmelo.
Oh, he wasn't even a whole season.
Oh, no.
So check this out. So hold on. Let's set the stage for why we gotta.
I didn't know if you was going because
check this out.
You know,
we gonna
like,
set the stage for why we gotta feel sorry for him. Carmelo won the national championship in Syracuse way back when. Got drafted to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
They went to the playoffs once.
I think they went more than once.
Once, twice.
They went to the conference finals.
Yeah, conference finals. Then he went and destroyed the
New York Knicks,
uh-huh. Forcing trades. But why? Because they were going to pay him money.
Yep.
Then, so he got that bag then. Then, him being friends with LeBron and D-Wade, they were like, hey, we'll all go play over here. What did Carmelo say? No.
No.
Because he wanted to get that bag.
OKC.
He wanted to get that bag. He went to OKC, got some money. Didn't work out well for him because he didn't want to change his game. So then what? He comes to Houston. Didn't work out. They still owed him $20-something million. So what happened? You really got to be a bad person on a team when they owe you $20 million and they don't want you to play.
Yeah.
So they cut you knowing they still have to pay you.
So you're sitting on the couch making $22 million.
Because they did not want you.
Just because they didn't want you to play. And I feel sorry for you. Because you on the couch making $22 million.
I'll sit on the couch.
And make okay. $22 million.
I know, right?
And now you on your...
How to play with teams.
And now you on your feel bad anyway. Tour. You on your feel bad tour. Exactly.
I bought his team. If I wasn't.
I'm going to tell you the disrespect part from his perspective. Look.
I was the
MVP of the USA team.
Of the Olympics. You
so that's the Olympics.
You know
what? Matter.
Glory days. Glory days is the killer of most people.
Doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is, I know for him, he's like, well, since no team would take me, well, let me go to the team where I won the MVP of. And they like,
does not matter. Charles Barkley was the MVP of the Dream Team. With all the players that was on there, Charles Barkley was the MVP.
Hey, and he don't got no championship, right?
Right,
you gotta take pride in it, like, man.
Hold on, first of all, let me tell you this. Let Charles Barkley on NBA tonight bring up an Olympic MVP.
He would get killed. Shaq would kill Charles Barkley. He gonna throw the fingers up
and be like,
MVP.
All that means is that means they left you over.
Chuck, I don't know what you're talking about.
They was holding everybody else.
Exactly.
The one that was gone.
You know what? They're gonna have to cut to commercial.
Sorry, Carmelo.
All right.
Before
we go any further, I'm gonna let Brother Tony explain, put y'all down on we starting our first Bump Your Gums Fantasy Football League.
We're launching the inaugural season of the Bump Your Gums Fantasy Football League. If y'all want to get down, just join the Facebook page. You can click on the link to register so you can reserve your spot for a team, basically. The winner's going to get $100.
And a trophy.
And a trophy. So sign up, get it in. I think I'm going to win, but you can still try your best.
I think you're going to win too, baby.
Oh, that was sweet.
We're going to edit that out.
Y'all might want to go for the underdog.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
I'm glad you said that, too. What did Garbage Truck ride?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Remember what you said wasn't bandwagon.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out what's
Oh, Garbage Truck like, ride. Yeah. Wow.
So you Garbage Truck.
You the guy on the back of the garbage yes. truck that's holding on to the ladder. Every house he stopped, he jump out, put it down, he come back on, slap the side of it to the truck so they can keep going.
And the funny thing is the smell travels with you.
Ooh.
So we had to get you
for that 1995 like playoff day.
So look, we just got rid of the word underdog, and now we just said God.
No. You can still be the underdog. Yeah. You said you were bandwagon.
That's how you bandwagon. Because you're not riding the bandwagon. You're riding the garbage truck. That's what we named it. Remember, we couldn't think of what.
Because remember, bandwagon is when you start. You jump on the squad of a winning team.
Well, I didn't jump on the squad of the winning team.
Exactly.
You jumped on the back of the garbage truck.
Hold on, so did y'all jump on the truck of a winning team too?
Hold on, no. Ooh. Our team was in it.
I was the Tech.
Hold on.
Did y'all jump on the...
No. We
so
were
y'all on the garbage truck.
No. This is the difference.
And I know the Cowboys.
Hold on.
We're not even in the same boat.
1995.
We're not in the same boat.
1995.
No, not since 1995. Don't bring up nothing 1995.
This is what it is. The Texans were new, so it was no bandwagon. Yeah. We was a home team. We were inaugural fans.
So y'all still riding
They would have been Tennessee Titans, can remember the Oilers.
No.
Tennessee.
Right. We won our division last year.
Hold on, no. We home team. You're a garbage truck rider based on how you say you came. No, you're not.
I'm an underdog.
That just makes your face crunch.
No. Underdog suggests that you have a chance. You're going against. You didn't.
We have a chance.
When you became a fan, it wasn't because they had a chance. Because
they didn't.
Because they was the worst.
Are you right?
So
okay,
you saw the garbage truck driving by, and you held on to
the okay.
I'm a garbage truck rider.
Hopefully you'll upgrade to an underdog. We winning. I'm not. I don't care what no one says.
Y'all winning what?
Wait, I got a
team value.
No. For the Cowboys,
what? They win in team value.
They win in the preseason games.
First of all, we win games. We've gone into the playoffs, so we're not. This is not an underdog or garbage truck ride.
Wait, what are y'all?
Cowboys been on. No,
we, like, the Texans are what?
We're garbage. Contenders.
We're contenders.
So y'all are underdogs.
Right, yes.
Hold on. We're not underdogs. We're contenders.
Hold on, well, check this out. If you want to put it like that,
I don't know what y'all are this year. I don't know what y'all going to be this year.
The conference finals?
Hold on.
Because like y'all quarterbacks suck.
But we made it to the second round.
Everybody is an underdog if you're not the Patriots. Everybody is
underdog. No, that's not true.
They're the only shoe-in. No, they're the only shoe-in.
They're cheaters.
No, y'all.
They're cheaters.
No, I'm saying in the scope of it.
That's what they are.
In the scope of it, if you watch football and you go follow it, the Patriots are always, they're the only team that's not an underdog.
I got a conspiracy theory.
They cheat.
They just reinstated Josh Gordon back to the Patriots. So to come back this season.
Stay off the weed. Stay off the weed, man.
And he has not ever played a full season of football in the NFL.
It does not matter. We talking about them trash Browns and them trash Cowboys, right?
How about them trash Texans? TNT.
We all in
trash
the same
Texans.
Boat. We're not
all in the same boat.
You're right. Y'all are below us. Trying to figure out what you're talking about.
A Texas fan. I will concede that the Cowboys at least have rings, but I refuse to sit here and let you say that the Browns are in the same boat as us.
Since I've been a fan.
Since I've been a fan, what?
We all been in the same boat.
No, we have not.
Hold on. Check this out.
Unless the boat is the boat of people without rings, then yeah. But if that's the boat that we on, then at least we on the deck. Y'all in the bowels of the boat.
Like y'all literally, y'all the slaves down there rowing it.
That's
why I put that post up because if we come back, wait, no, we got to do that.
What?
Because historically, if you bring up.
Somebody going to have to pick up off the floor.
Don't do it to yourself.
Listen. Okay.
Jesus.
Since 1995, the Cowboys haven't won a championship.
But if you switch them numbers around, you posted 1956.
Wait.
I mean, now that's like you're turning around. That'd be 1959.
Listen. The Cowboys is the America's team, correct? Would you agree?
Yes.
But y'all haven't won since 1995.
That's not true.
Championship. Talking about a ring.
Oh, I was like, what you talking about? Like,
what else have y'all won?
Championship.
Playoffs. We've been in the playoffs.
Y'all haven't won a playoff game.
No, three.
Yes, we have. We have with Dak. We've won a playoff game. Yes, we have.
Y'all did not win.
Please Google us. Please Google it. Look at the receipt. Hold on.
The first game.
No, listen to me. We have been in the playoffs since we've had Dak and Zeke. We have won a playoff game.
I don't think y'all won one.
Listen to me. Yes.
So.
I'm not just saying this.
Can somebody check the facts?
But wait, this is my point.
Go ahead with your point while I look it up.
When we talk about Green Bay, when we talk about the Cowboys, the reason why people talk about those franchises is because of the history of everything that they have done within their franchise. Why don't we talk about the Browns and they have won four championships?
Hold on.
And that's the history.
Hold on. Because they talk about Super Bowl rings.
But the Green Bay Packers, they don't have all them championships about the Lombardi and all that. That was from before the Super Bowl.
Like I say, right now, no one speaks about Green Bay and their championships.
People consider Green Bay to be one of the greatest teams in the NFL.
But you got to think. Green Bay are consistently contenders. They're in it.
They are.
Because they went from Brett Favre to...
I'm saying
consistently they're a playoff team. Yeah.
They always making it.
Because you got to think, you went from good quarterback to good quarterback, y'all have been winning. The Browns haven't been a playoff team.
Talking about how
Like, because I was fact checking.
Like how when we talk about.
But hold on. Let him say the fact over the thing.
They hear me on the mic.
Because you said you saw we had a play. You said.
Okay.
So they have one.
No.
In 25 years.
When we talk about the Cowboys.
Okay.
About it being America's team. They don't just base that on just the 90s when they won them championships, the Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
They factor in everything.
Mm-hmm.
The all in Lombardi stuff, that's the whole history of the team. So I'm saying for the Browns, we have four championships.
No, wait, let me finish.
It was not the Super Bowl era. It wasn't. But we do have four championships in our history of the
But you got to think about it. The Browns are a storied franchise because y'all have your accolades with your defenses, your run. So you all do get spoken about historically.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's just a different page in the history book.
Now watch this. Recently, we have looked horrible. I agree with that. Now watch this.
Your whole
life. Since 1995, now we talking about Keisha now with the Cowboys. I know a lot of people from 95 who was not even born. Well, they was born, but they was not rooting for the Cowboys at 96, 97. They wasn't winning. So why are you jumping on that team and they wasn't winning?
Now, hold on. Now, I say for me.
So I'm trying to figure out all these new Cowboys, why are y'all Cowboys fans and y'all ain't did nothing since 95?
Now, I say for me. I'm probably going to speak for some people. 49ers,
they talking about stuff that happened when Jerry Rice and them. That was a long time. That was over 20 years
ago. But
them
people are probably still Cowboy fans, though. About. Hold on. But they're still Cowboy fans.
Hold on.
No, we're not in the same boat. Because for me, when the Oilers left,
okay,
I was not going to be a Houston Texans fan because I felt like they made horrible decisions. Hold on. I'm going to tell you. Yeah, I know. And I wasn't going to be a Tennessee Titan. So I wasn't going to be a Houston Texan. I wasn't going to be no Tennessee Titan because I felt like when the Tennessee Titans left, it just went down the drain.
I'm not a bandwagon.
You jumped up.
If we would have still had the Oilers, I would have been the Oilers. When they transitioned from the Oilers, I'm way older than you. So when they left, they changed the whole team on the Tennessee Titans, right or wrong.
Right.
So how am I gonna be a fan of y'all? Y'all done changed the whole team.
The question is why choose the Cowboys?
Because the Texans didn't have a team at that time.
Because
Dallas was the closest thing. Don't get it twisted. I was never against the Cowboys. It wasn't like, I'm Oilers. I'm not no Cowboys.
But see,
I was a person that could be an Oilers.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on.
Since 95. They have not done.
I was a Cowboys fan before 95, so I'm not even in that spectrum of what you're talking about. I was a Cowboys fan before that. I'm older than you.
If it was when the Oilers left, was gone.
You're gonna shut me down.
No, I'm not gonna shut you down. I'm speaking on the people that you're talking about, like in the. I don't fit in that spectrum because I was a Cowboys fan before 95.
Then you good? Okay.
That's why I'm saying I'm not a bandwagon because I'm like,
you didn't stick with the team.
I didn't have a team. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all though. I had two teams. I had the Oilers and I was a Cowboys fan.
We already said
the bumpy gums rule.
The bumpy gums rule. This is the bumpy gums rule when it comes to sports.
Exactly. Come on.
You can only support one team.
First of all. This is before y'all even had this show.
Okay, well.
that's out of the door. Right now, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Hold on.
I'm telling you, I'm not changing. This was before y'all had this show. This was then.
A man cannot serve two masters. For you a loved one and you a hate them.
You was a Cowboys fan or you was an Oilers fan?
First of all,
what if they were playing each other? If they're playing each other, who are you rooting for?
I really didn't care who won. Either one could have won.
You got
got a different one.
Who cares? They wouldn't let me have that either.
Check this out. Okay, well, no, you're not.
I'm not a bandwagon. Because she bandwagging on her husband with them tits.
Hold on, no. That's acceptable. That's acceptable.
Hey, a house cannot be divided.
Yeah, I live in a divided house.
Technically,
unless you have a dedicated exactly.
And nobody ain't say nothing to me. Nobody ain't say nothing to me.
He looked the person in their eyes. I gotta say,
Gabe and Keisha, I'm a little sad that my friends are divided in a household.
I am too.
Oh, it's all good.
I encourage them to.
Unless you have a dedicated team and you historically follow these people,
I support him. I'm there to comfort him in their losses.
I don't get much comfort.
I got a question real quick.
Yes, you do. Y'all lose them.
Y'all have two boys.
They're Texan fans. This is funny thing. She came to me and was like, "We gonna get some Cowboys," and I was like, "What?" My sons will not. Now I tell you, if they get older and for some reason they choose it. But while it's my decision,
we literally had
a legit argument about this. And I was like, this is for real. So what I did was we went back to her OB, and he's a UT graduate. So I said, Keisha, I'm going to show you how serious this is. Watch this. She's like, it's not that serious, Gabe. I said, so Dr. So-and-so, I won't say his name. What would you say if your son graduated high school and said, I wanted to go to OU without even thought? He'd have to find somebody to pay for it.
That's why would I just go on over to Texas? No way.
That's what I say. So you asked my sons what the team
win,
is.
Win, lose, draw.
We're gonna move on.
Win, lose, draw.
On that fantasy football, but we're gonna shift into Hove himself, Jay-Z signing a deal with the NFL. Well, Roc Nation signing a deal with the NFL.
Boo.
I'm disappointed.
We got 99.
Hold on. You disappointed in the fact that he signed a deal?
Okay, well let's flesh the whole thing out. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z through Roc Nation, obviously, I mean, it's Roc Nation, but it's Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. He got a deal. Oh, y'all keep doing that because of me. He got a deal with the NFL that now he's gonna be the one in charge of, you know, organizing the musical performances at the events, mainly the Super Bowl, and he got an initiative going with them to where him and some other players are gonna be the ones to tackle like social justice issues. My problem with it is that at first he was so Kaepernick this, I'm down with the plan, but now when the NFL want to spend some money with you. Now we just gonna be about business. Now I'm just gonna have my business associated with the same thing that I was talking about boycotting. So to me, it's like now, like what makes it okay now to be associated with the NFL when it wasn't at first?
Me, I would say this. When Kaepernick initially did his kneeling and whatnot, and all the stuff happened, and he got basically booted out, blackballed. The difference then is he did something so people could be aware, to use his platform to bring awareness to an issue.
But that's not right though, because he didn't say that he did it to bring awareness. He said that they asked him why he didn't stand up for the anthem, and he said that he was not gonna show pride to a country where people were still being oppressed and people and you know we was getting
That's bringing awareness.
But it wasn't. His point was not to bring awareness. His point was that it was happening.
No, I get it. No, so let's go.
That's not the same.
Hold on. But let's get it. Let's go with that. This is my thing. You're doing it because we're in a country that doesn't favor a certain group of people. So now you've brought awareness to it. So the thing is, you put it in that awareness realm because he'd be kneeling for the rest of his life. Because while it can trend better, it's never going to be just 100% equal. Exactly. Now, on the side of like a Jay-Z or anybody in his phase, you would boycott and say that for the sake of while it's going on, what's happening to you, Colin Kaepernick, because you're doing this, we're going to kick you out. Jay-Z would then, somebody like a Jay-Z would then say, okay, we could do business now because the fact that you are reaching out to me is showing that, okay, I heard you.
No, because Kaepernick still does not have a job.
Exactly.
Kaepernick still does not have a
job. This never was about Kaepernick not having a job.
But a part of the boycott was because Kaepernick did not get it, because they felt like, people felt like Kaepernick was getting blackballed, mm-hmm. so they wanted to boycott.
Let me ask a question. Controversial question. Do you believe that only in the context of the Kaepernick situation, in that context, is it blackballing? Is it wrong?
What you mean, is it wrong?
Is it wrong? Because this is my thing. Hold on. If I have an entertainment brand and me bringing you on would potentially hinder my brand because of I'm an entertainment and I get paid for by spectators and stuff, so you have to appease your fan base. So if bringing someone on goes against your entertainment brand, is it wrong because it hinder your business?
I think so.
If he's capable of doing a job, my thing with Kaepernick was I always felt like Kaepernick just wasn't a good quarterback. But I do understand some people think he was, and he was.
So hold on, but that's what I'm saying. As good as somebody is, if their image would damage your brand, you would bring him on?
Yeah, Ray Lewis killed people. They let Ray Lewis back.
That's a legend.
I mean,
hold on,
Big Ben.
But you got to think about it like this.
People not gonna do that.
Kaepernick, skill to skill. Kaepernick is not Ray Lewis. He's not Big Ben. Right. So that's the ill. And then both of them, although outside of the court of public opinion, both of them legally were exonerated. Outside of the court of public opinion.
That's fine.
So that's what I'm saying. So outside of it, because in the league, blacks and whites do some real horrendous things and get put back on teams.
My point is that Kaepernick didn't even do anything criminal, though. That's what I'm saying.
I get that.
His wasn't even close to being criminal.
It still go back to what he's saying.
It's not
you're messing up my brand by what you have
choices.
What's the point of Jay-Z signing the deal?
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm
messing up your brand because I care about black people, innocent black people getting killed by police and the oppression that we're having. Basically in the country, period. That's messing up your brand.
When you say it long form like that, of course it sounds horrible.
That's
like this.
It is.
But I'm not looking at it like that. I'm just looking at it in the wake of
about what we're talking about.
For instance,
because if I can bring that up, he took a risk by doing that.
For instance, let's look at it on the flip side of a Caucasian person. Matt Patricia. Who is he coaching for now?
The Lions.
When he got the Lions job, they ran the Lions through the ringer saying that they didn't do their due diligence with him because 30 years ago, he got accused of some sexual indecency. Mm-hmm. Accused. And they ran the Lions through the ringer talking about they didn't do their due diligence. He shouldn't have a job. He did it. For an accusation 30 years ago. Yeah. So it's not, hold on.
But is he not still?
Hold on, but you got to think about it. I think he only skated because it was 30 years ago. So I only bring that up to say it's not just Kaepernick, it's anybody. Because a lot of people have lost their jobs due to accusations.
But he did not lose his job, though. So you cannot make it be the same as Kaepernick because...
Hold on, Prince.
My point is not really about Kaepernick and his job, because Kaepernick technically did not lose his job. Kaepernick,
yeah, he chose not to sign.
Not to re-sign the contract. But the issue was that they blackballed Kaepernick because he was protesting the flag.
Hold on. Check this out. This is my thing. Saying it like that, do you really get blackballed? You chose not to sign, and then I'm just not picking you back up. So
No. That means no other team is signing him. So they like, look, you don't sign him. No, yeah.
Collusion hasn't been proven, outside of the court of public opinion.
But that's why I said outside when we were talking like before. That's why I said with Jay-Z with the deal. Okay, great, wonderful. Wow, you can pick an artist to perform on the Super Bowl. Now what
and the social injustice
does that
thing
have as far as you actually to make the change? I would say once you buy into a team, you can make decisions about the players. You don't have to worry about him being blackballed, because now what happens is now since I have partiality, like I have some say so in who gets to come on the team, now I can say, you know what? Oh, they're not gonna pick you up. Okay.
Hold on. That's the thing. I'm glad you said that. Check this out. I'm glad you said that. As a black person, am I obligated to pick you up now?
That means he's not playing. This is what he loves to do. So if he loves to play football, he wants to play football. So I get that as far as even the awareness. This is the thing. I don't have to pick an artist to bring awareness on social injustice. I don't have to do that. You are almost a billionaire. Wait, you have any platform. You can create your own platform.
That's different.
No, listen to me, because when he sat down and had that discussion, it wasn't just about him signing the agreement with the NFL. If you're going to bring up social injustice, because you brought that up in the discussion.
That's because it was a question asked to him about the Kaepernick game.
But that's what I'm saying. But the thing
he was trying to say was,
but if you know
Kaepernick,
how
what he did, the sacrifice that he made, he did his job, because we all are aware.
But that's
of why
what I'm saying. But
dealing.
Literally, you're so agreeing with what I'm saying. So
now, what's next?
But it's the thing. The next is to buy into a team.
You can't do that.
Sometimes. You can't just automatically, when you got to work, especially for certain groups of people or color, you can't just automatically go straight to the top. You got to get in. It is like that sometimes.
First of all, let's bring it into context. We're talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? So we know how they move. To me, they move secretly smart. Correct. I do believe that. They do do that. This is the thing. I do not believe that, because the thing is that you picking an artist, okay, I don't really care about that.
Never made a move that didn't.
But listen to what I'm saying.
My argument is not talking about business wise if it's smart or not, because of course if you're looking at it from the business aspect, if you can have a partnership with the NFL, that's smart.
I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about how he can end up making changes for our people.
How though?
He don't have to
somebody posted this, this is what it is equivalent to. It's equivalent to Rosa Parks boycotting on the buses, and then at the end of the day, they say, well, we're not going to let you sit at the front, but we'll let you pick with the music we play on the bus. Like, you could, and then all of a sudden, she started riding the bus now. Like, what was the point of the boycott if you didn't
still
get,
at the back
you did
of
not
the
get
bus.
What you wanted?
Hold on.
You can have input.
No, check this out.
Now it's cool.
This is what I say. You know, at one point, right after this, the owners decided that they would have that little section where they focus on social injustice now. Now, if a Jay-Z comes in and he's managing that, it's more of a, okay, I get it now, because it's only so much from this. Because, for instance, there is nothing that a football player or the NFL can do to remedy what Kaepernick kneeled for. Yeah. So we have to take that part out of it, because there's nothing that they can do.
If it wasn't Jay-Z, I wouldn't be saying it. But the reason why I'm saying it is because Jay-Z was one of the main people that was for the boycott.
See, this is what I'm saying. So
if it would have been somebody who from the beginning who was like, we need to try to work with the NFL to get it done, then that's fine.
But Brother Tony, look, so check this out. If you decided to kneel, and then I'm looking, I'm like, okay, I see what you was doing, what it did, and everybody is aware for it. And I say, well, okay, I'm not going to kneel. I know that I got the influence and I got the money to be able to get us in the door to make another step. Now, I may just get a deal by like a partnership with the NFL. And you may be like, well, they're dealing with music. How you going to end up making change? Just be patient. This is just the first step. who else got $1 billion that's gonna speak up for the black people like that?
Sean Combs.
But he actually had a meeting already with some other investors, formed his own coalition outside of the NFL.
But investors don't matter. You have to be allowed to buy an NFL team.
Why then say now since I'm going to do business with you? If it was just about using my platform, using my money, he could have just said, "Well, I'll just be a consultant on it. I'm not going to bring Roc Nation into it."
But this is the other thing too. We don't know if he don't want that type of stuff to be exposed yet. Because you better believe you got people looking trying to figure out if I bring you in the pictures, like, all right, what are you trying to scheme? What are you trying to do?
So, that could be the case.
Listen, no, because this is the thing. Okay, so Beyonce did halftime last year, right? Was it last year or year before?
One of them.
Right. So her whole performance was just pro-black, like, okay. I'm going all the way out. Number one, she could do that. They knew if we have her on this platform, really what we're saying is that you can do whatever you want to, yep. Right? We're not going to kick you out because we know you can make us $100 million. Ultimately, when you look at it, it's really about the money. I don't care what color you are. Yeah. So my thing is that I get it. I'm not talking about the music aspect. My thing is that I don't see that connection as far as the getting in the door, because you could have got in the door another way. It didn't have to be through that connection right there. Now, like I said, I know they do secret moves. He's not the only person. Puffy brought up and had a discussion and had already had meetings about either starting a football team or buying into a football team.
All of that's irrelevant. Why do we keep talking about how you did it? The fact is that as I'm coming in a way, you may not know my plan. I may not tell you.
We're not talking about if we know the specifics of your plan. But that's what I'm saying. You're discounting other people who are actually doing something.
Talking about
this. What I'm saying is that Jay-Z just so happened to be televised having this meeting.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's the only person who's doing that. So my thing
is that you just said that.
So what I'm saying is that he's not the only person.
Because she said that he could have came in another way. What matter if other people are doing something and he see a way of how he can get in and can make an impact through that window, maybe that can work for me.
What impact does he make?
But check this out. No one knows until it happens. This is the thing. You got to think. No one knows until it happens.
No, I'm not judging it. The thing is, what I'm saying is that if you know, because listen to what I'm saying. If you're saying you with Cap, you did it, the protests and everything, what I'm saying is that I personally don't get I don't see that as far as, okay, the Roc Nation or whatever have you. So if you would have came in and connected, been a partial owner of a team. Listen to what I'm saying. So now what it is that I have the determining power to say who's going to play on the team. So right now, if we go back to what you're talking
about playing on the team.
That's not what he's trying to do. If you come on, like, he didn't have to get the connection with the Roc Nation. That's why I brought in the Beyonce example. I brought that in to say they literally have their own platform. Right. She does her social injustice through her performances, right?
Correct.
So I didn't have to connect with the NFL to do the social, because if we want to talk about the social injustice, because he mentioned the initiative, you did not have to connect with the NFL, because ultimately you're not going to have the say-so over the NFL. So they're going to tell you what to do. What you did was you bought into a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Yep.
Your money is just a change. It's a tithe, we'll say that, on what the NFL actually brings in. I conclude my
question. Okay, this is my thing. I'm still talking
about the job thing.
Hold on.
Why you keep bringing up about a job?
No,
about
but how, I'm just saying it. But this is what I'm saying.
The boycott actually was about Kaepernick not being able to get a job. Kaepernick.
Who was boycotting about?
Everybody who was boycotting the NFL last year, who wasn't watching the games and all that, including Jay-Z.
That's why they was talking about that on the Breakfast Club. That was false. They were saying that, but people were still supporting that.
But it was to a certain degree. I know people who was not watching the NFL in support of Kaepernick. And Jay-Z was one of the people who said that he was not going to.
So this is my question. This is my question. Are we saying that? In the midst of what he's doing, there is no possible way that through the way he's connected that he can make any form of a difference, considering
No one, Jay-Z, no white nor black person can just own a team. That avenue there is not, that's not even an option because it's not possible.
Well, I got a question. I'm trying to figure out what change is he trying to make, because I think that needs to be said. Like, I'm trying to make this change to know if, okay, if this is the right thing to do.
For who? For who does he need to explain
talk about
that
Jay,
to?
Hold on, this is my thing. Like I said earlier, I believe this thing as far as the change gets overblown. It's funny how you do this right on the radio, like people can see it. The change part gets overblown in this situation because, like I said earlier, there is nothing that anyone in the NFL can do to remedy the reason that Kaepernick kneeled.
So why start the initiative?
Hold on.
Why start the initiative?
If you started it,
on,
you ride it out.
If it was about
opposing having pride in the country because of the way that the country operates, if the country does not change, then your stance should not change. If that means you kneeling until you're 100 years old, you kneel until you're 100 years old, because that's what you was down for. It ain't no what's next. This has not been handled yet.
No. All of that was that part was just to bring the awareness. That was the purpose of that. Now, so watch this. Let me answer you.
But wait,
quick.
Before you, because when it was said about when he kneeled, from what I heard, Kaepernick didn't initially say he was bringing awareness. Kaepernick said he was kneeling because of what was going on.
Exactly.
He felt like, listen, I don't want to stand up for this. So I'm a kneel.
Right.
So at some point, it became this social awareness.
Correct.
But initially, Kaepernick was just like, I don't want to stand up.
But now pause. Now watch this. Because of his own hit. For him, mm-hmm. He didn't discuss or say, hey, y'all, I'm going to kneel, and this is the reason why I'm doing it. He didn't have to explain none of that to nobody. He chose to make a decision based on whatever he thought, and he stuck by that. Jay-Z making a decision, he don't got to explain he don't got to explain why he doing whatever he doing to for y'all to get it and be like,
well, oh, I agree.
Nobody owes anybody an explanation.
He didn't speak by what he did, though, because Jay-Z boycott was because Kaepernick was being blackballed. Kaepernick has not, there is no evidence now that Kaepernick is not being blackballed.
Now, hold on. In this sense of the argument, I get that point in the fact of saying if I'm boycotting, Popeyes because, they took I'm boycotting Popeyes because they took Cajun rice off the menu. So I'm boycotting Popeyes. Then Popeyes offer me some money to, design the new Popeyes building, but they still didn't put Cajun rice back on the menu. So I guess in that sense, you would ask, what is your reasoning? And I'm a person of saying, I don't believe, as an adult, you don't know nobody's explanation for anything, except when you voluntarily put a stance out there. Now, if in his own heart, if he would have kept his opinion to himself, then, hey, it's open game. But if you voice something, if you volitionally say, I'm going to tell my stance to the public, and then whatever created your stance did not change, mm-hmm. and now you are in lockstep with the people. In that sense, now I want an explanation because I didn't ask you for your reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't ask you for that, but you gave it to me. So now that you gave me this reason, and I'm like, yeah, because this is the problem with that. In anything you do, for instance, everybody here seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Y'all saw that part where he just started running across the country.
Yeah.
And then people just like, man, I want to run with him. And then he just stopped and said, you know what, I'm going home. And everybody who was running behind him was like,
yeah.
what you doing?
You did all this running
and now you like, for what? So now Jay-Z is a man of influence. So here it is. I'm saying we boycotting the NFL because it didn't get Kaepernick. So when Jay-Z speaks, people listen. So now you got some soldiers with you. And they like, boycott the NFL, boycott the NFL. Then Jay-Z's like, I'm going home. I'm going home. And you like,
They about to get some money to Roc Nation.
Hold on, you like, hold on. We was just riding with you and you left.
Home to his almost $1 billion.
What have I been running with you for? Exactly. What have I been running with you for? Exactly. I thought we was running for this.
Exactly.
And they gave you that bag, and now you like, well, you know what I meant to say was.
I'm just gonna work with you know. Like, it's gonna be both of ours. You know, we just gonna work together now.
Yeah.
But no.
Like, what? That's what I'm saying. Like, you start, if he wouldn't have mentioned nothing about no social injustice, and it, okay, if you, your business, Roc Nation, okay.
If it was somebody who didn't have no stake in it from the beginning, like, if it was somebody who never gave an opinion, mm-hmm. or their original opinion was the NFL shouldn't be at fault, we shouldn't be boycotting them, then that's different. But if you was boycotting them, and now, since there's a business opportunity, all good. We need to move on to the next thing, people. How long are we going to hold this grudge?
The only reason what making me not jump all into it like that is, or to be judgmental, like, man, Jay-Z tripping, is because I don't know. Because sometimes you may be like, I ain't with that. And when something presents, you know what? I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to end up shifting some stuff and changing some stuff around. And it could be based on what I'm seeing.
Because
I may not have to say that.
I don't think that applies to this, because the reason why I said that is because
I've said no to some stuff and have been presented an opportunity, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I didn't want to do this at first, but
I found my way. I got it.
Okay, go.
He's gonna sign Kaepernick to Roc Nation, and he gonna do the halftime show.
That's foolish. I'm not judging Jay-Z. I don't want nobody to think that I'm judging him. First of all, he's a billionaire. Like, we're not on the same monetary. No, but see, the thing is, I didn't want you to focus on the job.
Kaepernick with no job.
But that's not my focus.
Because if any team can sign him. That ain't got nothing to do with Jay-Z.
No, but hold on, but
don't talk about
Jay-Z. Why is Kaepernick not with a team?
Because he chooses not to be.
Ain't got nothing to do with Jay-Z, right?
Hold on.
But what's your point? If it doesn't have nothing to do with Jay-Z, then what's your point?
But my thing is that, wait, hold on. I don't
I'm
want
just
us
trying to figure
focus
out why y'all
on.
Keep bringing up Jay-Z.
No, but that's what I'm about to actually ask. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm
boycott was.
Ain't nobody. That's not real.
No, but if it go back to what I'm saying,
NFL was still going on. Them players were still balling out last year. We all was watching the Super Bowl.
But that doesn't make, when they boycotted the buses didn't stop running.
My focus is not the job. So we don't need to harp on that. I'm not talking about the job. That was literally just in the example. The premise really was the social injustice initiative. He could have done that without the partnership with the NFL.
It don't matter.
Hold on, but wait.
In another way versus kneeling for the national anthem.
But hold on, but that's
he
what I'm saying.
He could have did that in another way.
Hear me
he
out.
Didn't.
But no.
And it brought awareness, which was successful.
But this
because
one,
everybody started doing it, and everybody was like.
But wait, but you're commenting on something that I'm not saying. I'm not saying nothing about what Kaepernick did was wrong. That was him. But the thing is that when you get on a platform and you say something, that's just like if a pastor get up there and say, what's his name? It's like, everybody, no one's going to hell. What? Like, what are you talking about? That's so not true. You're going to be accountable for the stuff that you say publicly.
Exactly.
Nobody asked him about the social injustice initiative.
Yes, they did. Charlamagne the God.
He could have said, I decline.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
He could have said, I don't want to come. And they have been known to say this. Hold on, but wait, but wait.
It don't matter if it's a good question. If I don't want to talk about it,
I can say, I don't want to talk about it.
But I'm not saying that it was bad that he talked about it.
But that's not what I'm saying. Because, no, but, and I agree with what you're saying, because the thing is that if you ask a question, I can say, I don't want to answer that. You have every right to say that. But this is the thing. He didn't say that. He answered the question. So now what you're saying is that I can't go.
Because his response is everything
that
you're talking about.
Hold on, hold on.
What I'm saying is that you're judging him. It's the job.
Yeah, Kwana want to chime in?
Well, no, I was just going to say when she asked, well, he could have just said I declined to answer. Or you could have said, this is about business.
First of all, hold on.
It could just be about business.
First of all, I decline to answer is a weak move. Nobody would accept that.
No, that's not true. Hold on. Celebrities all the time. You asking them, are you with, I don't want to talk about that. I'm trying to get around you.
No. This is what I'm saying. No, I do believe that. I'm a person. I don't know. You know explanation for anything I do.
Hold on.
I'm only speaking for in the world we live in. While I do believe that no one owes anyone an explanation, in an entertainment standpoint in that platform, if you ever answer a question, I decline to respond. I'm not saying that you owe people. The court of public opinion.
He brought out that, first of all, that about the success that Kaepernick had with kneeling, and that what he's doing don't have nothing to do with Kaepernick not having a job or even getting a job. It ain't got nothing to do
with
that.
Okay, well, check this out. This is what we'll do.
We don't care about this.
So then,
This is where we'll go from here.
So this is my question to you. Then with Jay-Z taking that partnership or whatever, where do you see is the issue at? Where's the issue?
There's no issue. That's what I'm saying. You missed the whole point of what I'm saying. I'm not talking the connection with his business deal. The first thing that came out of my mouth was, hey, it's good, whatever. My thing is the social injustice initiative. They could have done that because he said we have this deal and then we'll be starting a social injustice initiative. That means this is almost kind of like the afterthought. So we got this deal and then we have this. You didn't have to do it like that. But he already knows that he's a smart person. He has his own platform. He could have, that's why I then brought in the example of Beyonce and her performance. She can bring awareness to millions of people
He just don't like the way that he did it.
No, I didn't say nothing about I didn't like anything. That's your business.
No, I'm
Rock Nation is his business.
I'm saying no.
Because she disagrees with it.
You disagree with the way that he is isn't making this initiation.
No, listen to what I'm saying. It's not a disagree. My thing is that if you're connecting this deal with the social injustice initiative, they have nothing to do with each other to me because you didn't need the deal for the social injustice initiative. That could have been literally on his own. Now, for business, it's smart because you connect him with the NFL.
Okay.
You now in a partnership with a major league.
Okay, hold on. Let's do this. Hold on. We're going to transition. We're going to ask a question. To be clear. Question to everybody. So, Brother Tony, you're saying if he would have just done the social injustice thing, period, are you okay with that? If he'd only did
outside
that?
Outside of a deal.
What you mean, with the NFL?
Yes. If he'd partner with them for some reason to combat social injustice, I don't think is possible with the NFL, but whatever.
No, because even like he said, Kaepernick got his thing going on. He could have just partnered with Kaepernick.
Okay, I get that. So
regardless, if it's involving the people that you're boycotting, that's what I'm against. If I'm boycotting you, and then I can't turn around and then do a deal with you. Like, it doesn't make sense. Okay. I'm boycotting.
If you haven't changed what I boycotted.
Wait. Unless you've changed what I boycotted.
Okay, so check this out. Was Kaepernick boycotting the NFL? Because he want to play for the NFL.
No.
I think, this is personal opinion.
Okay.
Although he never said he was boycotting the NFL, I think he was. I personally, because
he want to play in
the NFL. Hold on,
he didn't say it though.
He didn't say it, but I'm just looking at the moves he made, suggested he didn't want to play in the NFL.
If he get picked up from a team, do we not look at him as a bad person because Because
I wouldn't.
No, because he was never boycotting the NFL.
I don't think boycott, he was a bad person.
The boycott was because he could not. He was not getting picked up by a team. So once he gets picked up by a team, the boycott is over. That's how boycott works.
Oh no, this is the,
once you meet my demands, then we're all good.
See, because this
but him not being on a team is not because of like a boycott situation.
Hold on,
it's
no,
because of
no.
The awareness of
this. This is how the Kaepernick situation is framed.
Nobody
want to sign. No, this is how it got framed. This is how it. Kaepernick sits for the national anthem. A veteran. A military veteran approaches him and says, hey, it's disrespectful to sit during the national anthem. Then the veteran told Kaepernick it would be better to kneel. Mm-hmm. So while people are saying he's disrespecting the country, a person who actually fought for the country instructed him that kneeling is better. Cool. For whatever reason, the media pegged him. And I say they pegged him because Marshawn Lynch sits down and eats chicken during the national anthem.
Yeah.
He on video eating chicken during the national anthem. Oh, wow. And nobody cares. They just be like, that's Marshawn.
Even David West said, like, he never participated in
the national anthem. He's never done it.
Marshawn Lynch is a
whole different. No. But the world just says, that's Marshawn. But for whatever reason, Kaepernick became the martyr for this.
Because he said it, though. They asked him why.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying. But nobody ever asked. Marshawn, they asked him, too, before. And he just like.
They figured he was hungry.
Yeah.
He was just shit.
But Marshawn Lynch, people.
No. But that's what I'm saying. So now, I want to be a good player. I want to be a good teammate. So now, once we know it, the spotlight gets put on Kaepernick, and we now know why he's kneeling, and he says that he's kneeling because of the social injustice in the country. And for whatever reason, you know, he getting all this backlash and whatnot for a nonviolent protest. That's his right per the Constitution to do what he's doing. So he does that, and then for whatever reason, he declines to sign a contract. I don't know. He knows why he decided not to sign the contract. So he goes into free agency at a time where the light is on him. And because of this, the popular culture says that they didn't sign him because of what he was standing for. So in comes Jay-Z with the stand for Cap. And he voluntarily said, we're going to boycott the NFL because they will not give Kaepernick a job. Exactly. So while Kaepernick was kneeling for something that had nothing to do with the NFL, mm-hmm. the boycott arose because of the NFL. So Jay-Z comes in and says, we're going to boycott because you don't have a job, because they are refusing to employ you. So now if he comes back and says, all right, you know, y'all can boycott him, but I'm going to get this money.
Feel me?
And Kaepernick still doesn't have the job. So the reason you boycotted the NFL has not changed. But they offered you money, and now you're good.
Yeah, now it's all
so good. So
we just need to move past it, everybody.
So now, when you look at it, it's saying that it was good when you wasn't getting money. It's boycott them because they're not doing something. But they still didn't change what you've had a problem with, but they offer you these millions, and you're like, well.
For Jay-Z? But what about for Kaepernick?
No, Kaepernick is what just. You mean, what Kaepernick.
I'm saying, like, because he still want to play.
No.
So even though with him kneeling and if nothing changed, he still would want to play football.
So that's the thing.
But Kaepernick never said, I'm not going to play football until the oppression stops.
No,
he just wasn't going to honor the flag.
Yeah, so no team picked him up. So Kaepernick was just in the place of no team.
He's not going against what he said if he plays football.
He said, I'm a kneel. That's just it.
So it seems like Kaepernick, see, that's why you got to be careful of the choices you make. Because, see, he didn't make that choice to not sign, and now he blackballed.
He got to count the cost.
Now, because, exactly, the decision he made, because if he would have just signed and kept his job, now it would have been a different thing if they fired him.
Yeah, then they would have had to cut him.
Yeah, but you chose not to sign, and now this is the consequence behind that.
Yeah, and I agree with that because I never boycotted the NFL because I felt like Kaepernick gave his job up.
Yeah.
But it was a sacrifice that he made. But that's why I said it would have been different if it was somebody who never boycotted the NFL that then did this. Mm. But the point is, you boycotted them.
I guess I'm looking at it different because I didn't ever take the boycott serious.
No.
Because That was just my.
But it had to be hold on, but this is the thing. NFL, like, let's get the dude who over the boycott. Let's get him in.
But this thing,
oh, they so smart.
He, it's not about.
He called the boycott.
Let's just say. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's just say nobody took the boycott serious. The point is, you decided to get up and say to the world, "Let's boycott A because of B." And when B doesn't change, and they offer you money, and now it's all good. You started this, so you can't start it and then just bail out on
poor,
me.
Poor Kaepernick without a job, and so and on that, hit the $1 billion deal with the NFL.
On that, so not Kaepernick looking. So you hold on. So check this out. You meeting Kaepernick, man? I got you, man. I got this movement for you. We ride.
I'm with you, baby.
I still feel the same way because.
So what does Jay-Z tell Kaepernick now? After you telling Kaepernick, man, I'm a star. I'm
just trusting, man. I ain't gonna tell
you no,
my
no,
plan.
No, no, no.
Got you, dog.
No, you tell Kaepernick, hey, man, I'm a spearhead this boycott. I'm a spearhead this boycott the NFL because they don't hire. Since they won't give you a job, I'ma use my platform and get the nation to boycott. And then Cap at the house now looking at the TV, he see breaking news.
Jay-Z signs.
And you like, hey, hold on, I ain't got no job. And he just told me.
Yep.
What you tell him? I'm going to let that sink in with you. But it was great to have y'all here. Great to have y'all here on our discussion.
We appreciate
y'all bumping y'all guns with us again. We got Brother Tony.
Yeah.
We got Jay Diamond. Yeah. Your boy Gabe. We got Mrs. Spivey and Mrs. Harrell on the mic. And we out.